Welcome to Courtney for Life, a podcast created to elevate your way of life and guide you to eat with balance, lift with passion, and live with intent. I'm your host, Courtney Stricky, an entrepreneur, nutrition coach, sponsored athlete, and food lover. Now let's dig into this episode. This episode is sponsored by Canadian Protein. Nothing is more important in my life than my body, which is why I've trusted Canadian Protein for nearly 4 years to provide me with the fuel, nutrients, and supplements that my body needs in order to perform optimally in the gym and recover fully throughout my day. I use Canadian Protein powders and supplements, and I recommend you trying them too. Visit CanadianProtein.com and enter athlete promo code CourtneyForLife to get your premium supplements and powders at the best price. Hey, strong friends, and welcome to episode 33 of the Courtney for Life podcast. Today, we're talking about rest days in regards to your training program. Taking them throughout the week is important, but when you take them can make a huge difference. I believe the more serious you are with your training, so like style, intensity, volume, strength, and length of your sessions, then the more serious you need to be with your rest days. In my opinion, train hard equals rest hard. Example, I'm going to use me as an example. I'm currently doing a 3-1 training split, so 3 days on, 1 day off. And that fourth day is such a chill day. Like, on the couch, Netflix on, probably not even changing out of my PJs, not moving. And even if you don't feel like you need a rest day, that's when your muscles recover and grow. Remember that. Strength training is literally the process of tearing muscle fibers, breaking them down. The only way they're able to recover and rebuild entirely is when they are at rest. If you're not giving your muscles enough full rest, how do you expect them to grow? How do you expect to get stronger, to grow more muscle? How your training program is set up is absolutely going to affect how your rest days should be laid out. Now, if you're only able to train 4 consecutive days in the week because of your lifestyle, that's fine. But 3 or 4 full body days in a row is really just damage. Sorry, I had to throw that last one in there. To be honest, I wouldn't even expect days 3 and 4 to be nearly as effective for you if that's the case. So that's when doing a muscle split would be more beneficial. So example, chest, arms, legs, back. Something like that, splitting the muscle groups up so there is enough rest in between each muscle group. So in an ideal situation, I would recommend taking at least 2 rest days a week and split that up into your week. 3 days on, 1 day rest. 2 days on, 1 day rest. Rest equals rest. Not conditioning work, not long endurance biking or going on a big hike where you're just beating up your leg muscles. I mean, chilling the fuck out. At least 1 chill day a week. 1 light cardio day is totally okay. Again, ideal situation if you want my opinion, right? You're here, you're listening to my podcast, you're subscribed for a reason, you like what I'm telling you, so this is my opinion. You cannot always hustle and grind, my friends. You do need to take rest days. These are vital if you strength train and you actually want to make progress in the gym. Make sure you stay focused on your nutrition during these days. This is still important. Find things you like to do to occupy your time and stick to your plan. Stay plenty hydrated. Heck, sleep more. Rest. God forbid you actually rest, right? And remember your goals and why they are important. Rest days can be just as important as your strength training days. That's all I got, strong friends. Happy training and happy resting. We'll talk later.
Thank you so much for joining me. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss upcoming episodes. For more beyond this podcast, including my blog, coaching inquiries, and program information, visit my website at CourtneyForLife.com. For daily inspiration for health, fitness, and overall well-being, follow me on Instagram at CourtneyForLife_ or search #CourtneyForLife. Until next time!